CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script of the broadcast on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 14th of January 2018. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB band plans updated. RSGB Tech and RSGB Forum have moved. National Museum of Computing to host Raspberry Jam. The 2008 RSGB band plans can be found in the forthcoming February edition of Radcom, due to arrive with members this week and online. These incorporate changes from the 2017 IARU Region 1 conference, along with UK usage changes. The main changes are in the 5 MHz HF band and the 50, 144 and 430 MHz VHF-UHF bands. At 5 MHz, the changes align with the flexible UK usage plan and the lack of full access to the WRC-15 band. At VHF-UHF, a number of new features accommodate digital modes and encourage experimentation. VHF DX and contest enthusiasts should particularly note the changes in the 144 MHz narrowband segment. At UHF, the new designations for personal hotspots and reverse split repeaters have been introduced to accommodate growth in digital usage. Further information on the changes can be found in Radcom and on the online change notes, plus full band plans are at www.rsgb.org/bandplans. The independent Yahoo groups RSGB Tech and RSGB Forum have moved to groups.io. Existing members of both groups with working accounts were automatically copied to the corresponding new groups. In addition, previous messages, files and so on held in each group were also copied to the new group location in order to maintain continuity of service. Anyone wishing to join RSGB Tech or RSGB Forum should visit groups.io and search for the corresponding group. Raspberry Jams are something of a phenomenon. Independent and run by volunteers, they gather together people from all walks of life to celebrate the Raspberry Pi in particular and digital making in general. The National Museum of Computing at Bletchley Park is holding a Raspberry Jam for younger people who are just starting out with coding and creating their own projects, running from 12 noon to 5 p.m. on the 16th of Feb. Tickets cost from £9.20 depending on your age. Please note this is not a drop-off event. Parental supervision is required at all times. Your ticket also gets you access to the whole of the museum, giving you the chance to find inspiration from the 70 years of computing that have come before. Tickets and details are available at https://tinyurl.com/gb2rs-figures0114-a for alpha. Phil Cragg, G3UGK, has indicated that he's standing down as Morse Competency Project Lead. The RSGB wishes to thank him for his work on behalf of the Training and Education Committee, in brackets TECH. The RSGB is now seeking a successor to take forward the Morse Competency Scheme, including proposed changes to make the scheme more accessible that are at an advanced state of preparation. If you feel you can assist in this capacity and wish to discuss further, please contact TECH Chairman Paul Watton, G4DCV, via email tech.chair@rsgb.org.uk. The International Amateur Radio Region 1 Monitoring System newsletter reports that many Indonesian pirates were heard on the 30th of December on the 7 to 7.040 MHz range, USB and LSB, active in 5K increments. Signals were reported to be rather strong in Europe. There were also Chinese over-the-horizon radars on 7 and 14 MHz, emitting 10 kHz wide bursts with duration of 3.8 and 7.6 seconds, and often jumping. A Russian military system was also reported, transmitting DSB on 7.030 MHz from Crimea, covering about 5.6 Hz for several days. Radio Eritrea and white noise jamming reported to be from Radio Ethiopia continued to be reported on 7.140 and 7.180 MHz. The Bouvet Island 3Y0Z, the expedition team, has issued an invitation to follow the team whilst it's on its way to the most remote place on Earth. The 3YOZ team will be using a Garmin InReach SE satellite tracking device that will enable others to follow the team's travel route and progress in real time on a map. The device uses Iridium satellite technology and will send a waypoint along the route every 30 minutes. These will appear on the Bouvet MapShare website as the team travels to Chile and eastward on the vessel Betanzos on the 10 to 12 day journey across the South Atlantic to Bouvet. See more at https://share.garmin.com/Bouvet, which is Bouvet. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 14th, the Red Rose Winter Rally is held at the George H. Carnell Leisure Centre, Kingsway Park, M417FJ. The venue is opposite the Trafford Centre and is easily accessible from Junction 9 of the M60. The hall is all on one level with a large free car park. There's a cafe on site. Doors open at 11 a.m. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. Details from John 07870161953 or see www.wmrc.co.uk. We've no details of rally, no details in the diary for rallies the next weekend. The next rally on our list is Horncastle Radio Rally on the 27th of January. Please do not assume that we know about your event. The February Radcom lists every rally we've been told about, but we suspect there are some notable omissions. To get your rally or event information into future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, Brian GW4DVB will be operating a small holiday expedition between the 21st and 28th of January, operating as J88PI from Palm Island, situated near the southern tip of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The IOTA reference is NA025. He'll be using a Yaesu FT99A with 100 watts into a 10-metre vertical on the 10, 15, 17, 20 and 40-metre bands SSB only. QSL direct to PO Box 20:20, Llanarran, that's LLANHARAN, Pontyclun, PONTYCLUN, CF729ZA. Rich, PA0RRS, will be on Penang Island, West Malaysia, using his 9Mic2 MRS call sign until the 31st of January. IOTA AS015 QSL's home call. Thomas DL90BQ is on the air as 9Z4 stroke call sign from St. Augustine, Trinidad Island, IOTA SA011, until the 7th of February. Activity 30, 17 and 15 metres, mostly CW QSL home call. Steve KG4LJB is operating as Charlie 6AJB from Eleuthia Island in the Bahamas, that's IOTA NA001, until the 20th of January. Activity holiday style 40 to 17 metres QSL home call. A group of operators will be on the air as E31A from the 14th to 23rd of January. Activity 160 to 6 metres using SSB, CW and RITI. The main objective of the trip is to support the Eritrean National Olympic Committee, QSL via JH1AJT. Now the special events news, the GB1LBC will be on the air from Siloth RNLI Lifeboat Station on the 20th and 21st and the 27th and 28th of January to raise awareness of the work the volunteer crews undertake in the coastal waters of the UK. Main operating bands will be 40 metres voice and 20 metres digital modes, mostly PSK and FT8. Other bands may be used if conditions allow. QSL information is on QRZ.com. MX0YHA in SD94 and MX0PHX in SK41 will be on the air on the 2-metre band today, the 14th, for the Robin Hood January VHF Award. Details online at www.robinhoodradio.uk. Members of the Norwegian National Society are on the air with special call signs LM90N. RRL, LM90HQ and LM90C throughout 2018, celebrating their 90th year as their national IARU society. Now the contest news. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On the 18th, the 70 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC. That's followed by the 70 megs UK activity contest that covers all modes from 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange is the same for both signal report, serial number and locator. On the 20th, the Data Modes AFS contest runs from 1400 to 1800 UTC, using only the 3.5 and 7 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The Worked All Britain 1.8 megs contest takes place 1900 to 2300 UTC on the 20th of January. The exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 10th of February. Full details and rules. The full details of the rules and log sheets are online www.worked-all-britain.org.uk. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week we continued to suffer the effects of coronal holes on the Sun, which are very prevalent at this point in the solar cycle. On Wednesday, HF was very lacklustre with little on the bands and 20 metres closing at about 4 o'clock. Having said that, there were pearls to be found. The 6 Oscar 6 Oscar D expedition to Somalia has been worked many times by UK stations on 20, 15 metres, and Japan has been heard on 40. In midwinter, it can pay to check out 80 metres as well. The USA is often romping in on SSB at the top end of the band around sunrise. Even if you have a compromised antenna, you may be able to hear the louder stations, such as Mitchell KH6M in Naples, Florida. Just listen around 3.795 megs. For the 80-metre DX nets from 7 a.m. onwards, transatlantic signals will start to fade out after sunrise around 8 a.m. as the D-layer starts to build. Next week, the solar flux index is predicted to remain around the 70s, reflecting zero sunspots, but we may get some geomagnetic disturbances due to the ongoing effects of coronal holes. NOAA predicts the K-index may rise to a maximum of 4, bringing unsettled conditions this weekend. Unsettled conditions are also predicted for the following weekend, the 20th and 21st, so midweek may be the best for HF. As always, we recommend using tools such as the International Beacon Network, the X-Cluster Reverse Beacon Network, to get real-time snapshots of conditions, or best of all, get on the bands, tune around and call CQ. Overall, make the most of the low bands, 168 and 40, which are at their best at this time of the year. Now for VHF and up, there's been some tropo over the last week, but conditions are on the turn again as pressure falls and the cold front crosses the country after this weekend. Any remaining tropo will be gone by Monday evening as the cold front arrives and introduces a cold showery west to northwesterly across the country. Much of the coming week will be rather windy with showers, so microwave bands, rain scatter, satellites and aircraft scatter at VHF and above should be the modes of choice. There's still plenty to keep DX happy. We're now entering the annual low in sporadic meteor activity that lasts until the Lyrid shower at the end of April, so you'll still need to work hard for meteor scatter contact. The moon is in apogee on Monday and minimum declination on Tuesday, so EME opportunities will be short with low moon elevations and path losses at their highest of this month's lunar cycle. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.